Allegro WIPR 91.3 FM presents Reflections, hosted by Jorge Gonzalez, a fresh new way to look at events with our well-being in mind.
Welcome to Reflections, your host Jorge Gonzalez. Hope you had a good day if it's Thursday, and wishing you a good day if it's the repeat program on Friday morning. I have as my guest, Ibelis Ruperto. Ibelis is Resource Outreach Director of Ser Familia. Welcome to the program,
Ibelis. Hi, everybody. I'm glad to be here. Thank you for the invitation.
I'm going to give you a background a little later on as to how I met Ibelis and the new organization for Puerto Rico, Ser Familia. And you know, I think you'll find that kind of interesting. And I call that sometimes how things kind of flow. In fact, the name that Jose Di Sarri, a member of the San Juan Rotary Club, has for it is the system. If you let things flow, there's kinds of all kinds of coincidences that happen, and or casualties, causalidades.
Yes.
And this is what's happening in a combination of things respect to Ibelis. And the most incredible thing, I'm just laughing right now, is you were the first person I met that has to do with Ser Familia. And then
True. A
couple of people stepped in, and a couple of people were going to come to this program to represent Ser Familia. And who ended up, when I went to the lobby, it was Ibelis. Now tell me this, if that is not part of the system. I would have been happy with having the co-founder or with his wife, Belisa. Yeah, he was going to initially come, Miguel Urbina.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had her name is Sarimar.
Sarimar Hernandez.
She's the executive director. And she was going to come, and both of them were at the program of San Juan Rotary yesterday, which I'll describe a little bit because it was, again, part of the flow of different things kind of come together. It's incredible. And so it was going to be Sarimar because Miguel could not make it to the program, to the radio program today. And lo and behold, when I arrived at the lobby,
you said it
was Ibelis. So that's late. But I told
here I am.
I told Ibelis that I had a couple of items pending last week, and I'd sort of like to, if I can, follow up on them, because I mentioned them at the beginning of the program, last week's program with attorney Nestor Mendez Gomez, president of the Puerto Rico Supreme Court Foundation, and we talked about artificial intelligence and the legal profession and the court system, which is what the Puerto Rico Supreme Court Foundation is all about. And I had said at the beginning of the program that there were two topics that I wanted to discuss with Nestor, because I know he made a couple of comments on them, and one of them is the situation with Bad Bunny, and the other was a couple of articles that I kind of joined together on longevity. One of them, six steps to be taken for your longevity, and the other one was seven. One had to do with inflammation, the other was just longevity, common things that people can do that have lived to 100, and I kind of put them together, but I wanted to focus on one particular one because most of the others we've been discussing, and there was one that's been kind of developed. So I want to cover those two topics, and then we'll get to Ibelis. I'm going to ask her to give us her background and how she got into Ser Familia, and then we'll discuss Ser Familia and how I got to meet her and got to get involved with Ser Familia, and I'm sure we're going to have a great collaboration with different sectors that I've been involved with and that now my radio listeners kind of know, Rotary and the Foundation, the United Nations Association, et cetera.
Hey, you have a lot of experience on those part, on that part.
So let me talk briefly, and Ibelis, if you want to comment, either you don't agree at all, I don't mind that, or you agree, or you just. But I just want to talk about Bad Bunny because he's a phenomena, and it's gotten to the stage where, you know, on Sunday's newspaper in Nuevo Dia, the editorial was on Bad Bunny, ovación merecida, deserved ovation, and discussing where he has reached. And basically, the last things that have been announced, he was on Saturday Night Live. And I thought it was the first time, but he's been there a couple of times. He was the host of Saturday Night Live mm-hmm. Saturday and did a great job. I love some of the skits. Some of them I didn't. But the one on, I love the one where bringing Spanish to the world. And we have this great situation in Spanish with the feminine and the masculine, you know. So he's in La Mañana, it's a girl. La Noche is the ocean. That's a boy, and all. And of course, we have all this situation with in Spanish with the feminine and the masculine as the different words take place, which I get kind of upset about. But todos y todas, mm-hmm. y abogados y abogadas, and I'm just kind of smiling right now because I spent about 10 hours this weekend on continuing legal education, and there was the new one of them was on the new canons of ethics for the lawyers, and they have a statement there. Every time they went to cliente, the client, they would say el y la cliente, which first of all, it's the kind of la clienta, ¿verdad? But él y la clienta. And every time the associate judge who was given the seminar, Eric Koltoff, got to it, he kind of got tongue-tied, you know, with it. And so just clienta, so I had clienta, clienta. But every time, all through the list, all through the canons, it was él y la cliente, you know. But anyway, that was a funny skit by... That was a funny skit by Bad Bunny, you know, laughing about the Spanish language. There was also at the very beginning, all of a sudden, he changed to Spanish and said that, you know, the Latin culture and what has achieved in the United States, nobody could change. And you have come back from Atlanta and said familia, you know. So he was saying, you know, we have a culture we've established, it's not going to change. And then he turned to English. He says, and if you didn't understand me in Spanish, you have 4 months to learn Spanish because he's been now designated as the person who's going to give the performance during the national, the Super Bowl.
The Super Bowl, yes, and, that's right.
And that is the event that's most watched in the world. And he's going to be giving it. And then, the other thing I've noticed kind of surprising. There are two courses on him. One of them in Yale, a whole semester course on Bad Bunny and the phenomena, and in Wellesley, there's another full semester course on.
I did not read about that, but I hear about those.
Yeah, and he went to Harvard and gave a talk. In movies and all and all. But the other thing I wanted and I think is important and in terms of all of us, there was a great story in the Nuevo Día, and that was on the 21st of September, and describing the whole development of the residence, la residencia, mm-hmm. the programs he had in Puerto Rico, and how he was frankly scared before the start of the program, and says that he was crying. He was so scared of the tension of what this huge project he had for Puerto Rico. Was he going to be able to do it? And he says that he went to his mother, and he, you know, and all his mother did was hug him, and he says, "Y ahí se me calmé."
That's our safe place all the time. I always said it to my kids. That's your safe place. You have to come over here, and I'm always going to be here for you. So.
And it goes on to say how he has he says of himself that at one moment he kind of got a little bit lost from his roots, and he said, "Hamakyo," and he says, "I have to come mm-hmm. back," and with his parents, his father, I think his mother was a teacher and his father is a camionero, a truck driver.
Correcto.
And then, you know, his friends and he has come back to his roots, and it's really critical. And so, you know, I read his life story, and he comes across as a good person, you know. And I've always thought of that. I don't like the music. I don't understand the words and all. The rhythms are kind of not even the rhythms. I don't like the music at all. I'm a classical music guy. But as a person and what he's achieved, como dice, ovación merecida.
Ovación merecida.
So,
that's
so
right.
And I'm just hoping that he continues at that level of being
humble,
competitive, and difficult. You know, going for the stars and all, and yet keeping his roots and hopefully helping our youth and Puerto Rico as he has been doing. So I think he can do a little bit more, and so that's what I wanted to comment last week on Bad Bunny, and then on this other topic of longevity. You know, we know, you know, the personal relationships, the nutrition and sleep and controlling stress and good, you know, all these kinds of things. But there was one that that comes up with an awful lot of times, and which I had not utilized, and it is this whole area of meditation and breathing and yoga, and my listeners who have followed me know that I went to a 4-day, five nights, 4-day activity in Art of Living in Boone, North Carolina, and basically it concentrates on yoga. More, it's all vegetarian. Breathing exercises, very very organized breathing exercises and meditation, and so I've adopted those. And they worked wonders. And now my breakfast is fruits with yogurt, and whatever I did, whether it was cereal or oatmeal or eggs, I would then have that now for lunch. So, but just a lot more fruit and with yogurt, and then all these seeds that I had never touched.
It's funny when we get a little bit older, we are learning how to eat better. It will be better if we do it earlier in our life, right?
Well things, you know, that's true, and because for, you know, it's been there for quite a while, but also there's been huge changes in what's good. I mean, when I was an athlete in high school and in college, we'd have a training meal of steak and potatoes and bread. You know, and that's the last thing you would do now as a training meal with a little bit of honey, you know. So and then we used to call the sun the bennies, the beneficial rays of the sun. We go out and just get sun, you know. You no longer do that.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a bit, and one of the big changes, of course, is the Mediterranean diet and you know, fruits and vegetables. So that I have adopted quite a bit. Much more, many more fruits and vegetables than I used to, and cut down on meat and a lot more fish and all, and then I do yoga a couple of times a week, and gotten back into calisthenics. The yoga can be very strength focused, or it can be very flexible and easy going. So I sort of put more of the strength into the yoga and the flexibility, and I do that two or three times a week, and it's been really fantastic. And then I do the breathing exercises, which in Art of Living, it's very organized and specific on how to go about it, and I do it just before going to sleep, and find that it just relaxes me so much. I arrange everything so when I finish the breathing, I go right into bed, and I stop watching TV or looking at my cellular and all these things. So just relaxing is what they've all been saying in terms of preparing yourself for sleep, and then going to bed and then doing meditation in bed. Just start thinking mindfulness of my body and relaxing my body little by little. I got to have a whole routine. And usually I don't get half the routine of the meditation. I fall asleep.
So you need to share with me those step by step, right? Yeah. Well, mental health is the most important thing,
I think,
right?
Like everything else, you have to adopt it to yourself. What mm-hmm. works for you and what works for me. When I get all stressed out, I go out and run and do really hard exercises. Maybe the opposite for you and. With good music for me, or just the worst music for you. So everything's very personal. But
we need to find that place.
But I think the yoga, tai chi, these kinds of flexible, slow movements, and all with a lot of mindfulness, with better nutrition, and with breathing exercises in a more formal way, are important part for our longevity and dealing with inflammation, which is one of the things that, so that's the thing I had last week, and I wanted to get into And before I close this segment, I wanted to, I told Ibelis that I'm a fan of Nuevo Día with Para Comenzar Tu Día, and a number of them kind of jibe, and they have something to do with what we're going to be talking about today, ser familia and bringing peace to the family and getting people together and working together and what's important in life. Mm-hmm. And let me just, a number of them, and I'm not in particular order, but 2nd of October, Nelson Mandela, and first in Spanish, says, sé la mejor versión de ti mismo. No podrás vivir en auténtica pasión si te conformas con una vida que es menos de la que eres capaz de vivir. See, be the best version of yourself. Mm-hmm. Is a rough translation. You cannot live in authentic passion if you accept a life that is less than the life that you are meant to live. So again, personal, strive to be the best you can. And
a strong phrase.
Then Gabriel Garcia Marquez mm-hmm. says. And this one was the 7th of October. It says, el día que comprendí que lo único que me voy a llevar es lo que vivo, mm-hmm. empecé a vivir lo que me quiero llevar. The day I understood that the only thing I am going to take, I think this, is your legacy at the end of your life, is what I lived. I started living what I want to take. The day I understood that the only thing I am going to take is what I lived, I started living what I want to live. That's by Gabriel Garcia Marquez. And then Oscar Wilde, sé tú mismo, el resto de los papeles ya están cogidos. Oscar Wilde says, be yourself. All the other roles are already taken. So again, Frida Kahlo, the Mexican, painter and really colorful person. She says, nada es, this is more the laugh. Maria Montessori says, todo el mundo habla de paz, pero nadie educa para la paz. La sociedad educa para competir. So everyone speaks of peace, but no one educates for peace. Society is educating for competition. But the other one I was going to say that I skipped is that the importance of laughing and as a critical thing for us. So and of course my listeners know that I've laughed all the way through my programs. So anyway, we have ended the segment, and when we get back. Ibelis Ruperto, she's my guest today, Ser Familia. We'll talk about a little bit about herself and this thing and how it's going to hopefully help Puerto Rico. So we'll be right back after the pause. This is your host, Jorge Gonzalez. Reflections.